Now, within the city walls, much has been excavated. The Germans have been working here for many, many years. And the southern half of the city seems to have been occupied by some 32 temples, constructed to accommodate the numerous gods that the Hittites worshipped. Now, remember, we use the term Hittites because it's convenient. But in fact, the Hittites were a group of people, the Luvians, the Nessites, the Hattians. So in essence, the Hittites were a multi-ethnic society, and they worshipped a variety of gods. In addition, when the Hittites conquered people, they tended to absorb their deities as well. And in fact, the Hittites referred to Hattusha as the city of 1,000 gods. Evidently, the Hittites never met a god they didn't like. They would simply adopt these deities into their religious system. So in the south half of the city was the temple sector. And there were, as I mentioned, 32 temples to accommodate a variety of gods. But in the north part of the city was a building that has been called the Great Temple, much larger than the smaller ones to the south, and devoted to a pair of Hittite deities, a god whose name is never mentioned, but is called the Hittite Storm God, just the Storm God, who is paired with a sun goddess named Arina. Now, this temple is huge. It was essentially a mini city in itself, with vast storage rooms that held offerings to the gods, grain and wine and beer and oil. There were lodgings for the numerous priests that worked for the temple, and there were places for the artisans both to live and to work, because goods would be brought into the temple and artisans would create artifacts and beautiful goods to serve the deities. So these various rooms and buildings surrounded the temple itself, which was a multi-roomed complex that surrounded a rectangular courtyard. The courtyard gave access to 2 enclosed shrines, one for the storm god and one for the sun goddess Arina. And although unfortunately the statues of these deities don't survive, at one end of each of these rooms was a statue base where the god would have been erected, and windows within these little rooms would have lit the deities for the viewer or whoever would be encountering these gods. Now, at the highest point of the city, where there was a natural upthrust of rock, was the high citadel that served as the home for the king. This was the fortified region. There was, of course, the large lower fortification wall, and then there was an inner fortified zone that served as the protected private quarters of the ruling family. Now, within this citadel was a multi-columned reception hall that seemed to have served as a throne room. There was a huge archive where many of those tablets I've been discussing were discovered. Thousands of cuneiform tablets came from there. There was also a temple for the king to worship in, as well as a pool that may have had a religious function, but also perhaps served as a water supply for the citadel. Now, I should mention that the Hittite kingdom was, in essence, a theocratic state. The king's job was, of course, to lead the army, but also he was divinely elected, and it was he who formed the bridge between the human and the divine. Now, the close relationship between God and king is vividly reflected at a shrine today known as Yazilikaya. That's a Turkish name, which just means writing on stone. Yazilikaya is located about a mile northeast of Hattusha, and it's clear that this was an important religious center for the kings of the Hittites. We've already seen that The city of Hattusha itself had numerous temples, but here we see another very, very important shrine just outside of the city.